I am Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff organizations for 40 plus years. Today I'm going to do one of those tough interview questions, those questions that are designed to have you start to stammer, go, hamana, and really embarrass yourself. And the truth is, none of these questions are so difficult. They just require a few seconds of thought in advance of the question so that you're mentally prepared to deliver an answer. So this is a fun one, and it's really a great opportunity for you to sell yourself hard. But you know, if you're not prepared with an answer, you know, you're going to sound like a dope as you stammer through your answer. So here's the question. Ready? So, remember, it's the serious tone that they give. So, why did you apply for this job? Or why are you interviewing for this job? Or some obnoxious version of that that basically says, why are you sitting in my office and why am I talking to you? Now, this is a great opportunity to sell yourself into the role. And you know, you can start off by saying, well, I understand the position. And you have to talk in a crisp kind of way. You can't speak you know, as though you've never given this any thought or you have no degree of certainty. You really have to sound certain with your answer. Because remember, part of what an employer is looking for is someone who can inspire confidence that they're the solution to a need, will fit into their organization, but just has belief in themselves. So the ability to speak with certainty is critical for answering this question. So why are you sitting in my office applying for this job? Or why are you interviewing for this job if a recruiter sent you to the interview? And the answer to the question, said with certainty, is what I understand the position is for is such and such. What I understand your organization about is, you know, it's an organization that's a leader in its field. It's an organization with great adaptability, where people who have talent can advance. You lay out four or five different kind of criteria in quick succession. And basically say, that's exactly what I'm looking for. See, you see, my background with such and such, I believe from what you're telling me, could fit in nicely with what you're looking for. From the standpoint of what I bring to your organization is I've got a lot of drive and passion for what I do, a determination to be successful. I play well with others, but not to the point of subjugating a good idea that trying to advance the idea. I work with others rather than push them around. But you know, ultimately, what you have is an individual who has a strong belief in themselves, a determination to excel, who work hard to make you look good. Remember, always get that point in. Work hard to make you look good because you've got your motivations, and try and help the team succeed. So again, the idea is to give yourself a commercial about your fit for the role and how you have a drive to be successful. You have a passion for what you do. And you don't just simply say, I have a passion for what I do. You demonstrate it through how you answer the question. Because remember, it's not just what you say that counts that matters. It's how you tell the story. And you can bang this one out of the park real easily if you take a few minutes to think in advance and as to how you'd answer the question. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There's a lot more there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. And also give No BS Job Search Advice Radio a great review in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever service you listen to. It'll help other people discover the show. It'll help ratings. And will help a lot more folks. So, like I said, give it 5 stars and a great review. I'll be back tomorrow with more. I hope you have a great day and take care.